I'm Katya Sweeterman for Heart and Soul's Pass the Mic, interviewing Craig Childs, a local writer. Craig, do you ever incorporate the North Fork in your writing?
You know, sometimes. I try to leave my home kind of out of it because I'm writing about so many places around here. I don't write that much about home. It's kind of the safe place. I guess the way that North Fork is incorporated in my writing is that I end up doing a lot of my writing here. It's written, you know, at different places around town and, you know, different towns around here. So the writing is here, but I don't write so much about this place.
When were you really set off on the track of writing?
Well, I think I always wrote. I think that it was just something that I did. It wasn't a moment. I didn't suddenly say, oh, I want to be a writer. I think I just always just wanted to be a writer from the beginning. When I first started, you know, putting a pen on a piece of paper, I just thought, oh, this is great. You can write down ideas. And then it just, you know, changed over time. So it's just something that evolved.
What do you think the future of writing in the North Fork will include?
Well, I think the future of writing is really interesting right now because things have changed a lot since I started getting published. And a lot of publishers collapsed. A lot of writers went out of work. The internet brought a lot of new material, a lot of new venues, ways of writing. So I think that writing is not going to be as simple as it used to be. It's not going to be just about getting on a computer or writing on a notepad. It's going to involve images and sounds, and it's going to appear in a lot of different ways. So I think books, while they're cool and interesting, and I love writing them, they aren't going to be the thing that everybody's doing when they're writing in the future. I think they're going to be, you know, writing material that goes with sound, like with what we're doing right now. This is writing is much more complicated than just putting it down on paper.
Did the fact that you write make you want to move here?
I'm sure it had something to do with it. I think back in the, let's see, late 80s, early 90s, I got a job at a newspaper in Ouray. And so I worked there for a couple of years, and I learned a lot about writing. That was a great place to figure things out. And that kind of got me settled in the Western Slope. But even before that, I remember coming out and visiting a friend of mine who was she was an intern for High Country News in 1989, I think, and I visited her in Peonia, and I stayed with her for a couple of weeks just outside of town, and I made a quilt while I was here, and I baked apple pies, and I just thought, oh, I want to live this life. So, you know, writing and life kind of intertwined and brought me out here.
Why do you think writing is important to the North Fork?
Well, if you look at a lot of the people around here, there are a lot of artists and, you know, people who are making a living at their art. And I kind of lump in writing with the rest, with photographers and painters. And, this is a place where you can kind of hole up and do your work. And it's something that's always going to be part of this community. I mean, there's so many writers here, and with the High Country News here and with KVNF, they're just these media outlets where words are moving. And so I think that this is a really good place to be a writer. And it's not just because it's like a literary place, like New York is literary. It's that it's dynamic, and you're with all these different people doing all these different things. So you're inspired by who is doing what around you. I mean, there's Elsewhere and all the artists over there. And you know, after we're done here, I'm going to go down to the Revolution and plug in my computer and keep writing, just because this is a cool place to write. Writers don't work alone. They work with everybody who's around them. There's this idea that writers are solitary, that they're holed up in a cabin somewhere. But actually, writers, like, I need somebody like you to give me a journal. And I go, oh, cool, a journal. That becomes something I write in. That becomes something about my writing. So I think that living in this place and being connected with people the way we are, it's great to write here, or it's great to make art here. Or, you know, look at what you're doing right now. You're doing this great thing because you're here, because you have these resources.
So what's your latest book?
My latest book is called Apocalyptic Planet, A Field Guide to the Ever-Ending Earth.
What inspires you to write field guides and all these other things?
Well, because I think the same thing that inspires you to have grass stains all over your notebook, because I like it where it's real, you know, where you're out there and it's green or it's brown and there's water and trees, mountains, sky, where things are happening. And sometimes it feels like we get cooped up in our boxes, in our houses, in our offices, our places, our schools. And I really want to open the door and go outside. I mean, you know what that's like. Like, it's so sweet out there to be running around in the desert. And there's something powerful about being out there. And so I want to write about out there. I want to write about what it's like beyond the four walls we often are occupying. I want to be in the world. And so I write these books and these stories about things that are happening out in the real world. And, you know, you and I have gone to a lot of the real world places together. You know, we've camped out there. We've pushed rocks down, right? You've done that.
Yeah, I have to admit that I did.
We were standing next to each other. I saw you. And you know, that feeling when a boulder is tumbling down a really big cliff face and just exploding into dust. That's why I'm writing about that kind of stuff. Because you look at that and you go, wow, that's just awesome. Look at, there's just action, power, movement, process. Because then I remember we were, your dad and you and I.
I remember
this story. We pushed a really big one down, and it was just so loud and just bursting to powder and explosive. And then 5 seconds later, silent. Everything settles back in as if it didn't happen. You know, you can see the evidence of it, but everything just settles to a new equilibrium. And that's why I'm writing about what it's like to be out there, because there's the excitement, and then there's this, wow, there's a process going on here that rocks turn to dust and dust settles. And it probably seems really simple to most people, but as you know, when you see it happening, it has an effect on you. Yeah, it's not simple. You feel it.
How do you collect this information for your books about the outside?
I keep a notebook with me, and I walk around with it, and I take notes on everything that I see that seems relevant to what I'm writing about. So, and I also pack it in my head. I both have the stories in notebooks, and I have my memories. I mean, I should have written down about that experience in that particular canyon, because, you know, in 20 years, you and I might be talking about it, and you go, did we push a boulder? And I go, I don't know. That was a long time ago. And I'll wish I would have put it in a journal. So that's why I write things down in journals and notebooks, because I'm basically on assignment when I'm out there. I'm walking around looking for the story and writing the story down, writing details, writing what it smells like, what it sounds like, what somebody says, because I don't know which parts I'm going to use. But I know that I'm going to have to gather a lot of material. And I only use about, you know, 5% of what I gather. But I have to gather it all because I don't know what exactly I'll need later when I'm writing.
Thank you. This is Katya Sudeman interviewing Craig Child for Heart and Souls 2012 Pass the Mic.